The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump looking to win his fourth consecutive primary today over Nikki Haley, this time in her home state of South Carolina. Trump went into the primary with a huge polling lead and the backing of the state's top Republicans. Haley says Trump is suggesting political retribution against those who support her.
That's not how you win votes. That's not how you win Republicans. That's not how you win a general election. And that's why Donald Trump will continue to lose. It's because he pushes people out of our party, and I'm trying to make a Republican Party where we welcome and everybody.
The investigation continues in California following a horrific traffic accident. Authorities investigating that incident. Eight people were killed. Officials say a truck veered across the lane of traffic and hit a van head on. One person survived. This is SRN News.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees more phony charges.
It is said that Leventi Beria, the founder of the KGB, his motto was, show me the man, and I will find you the crime. We have arrived at that point in America. President Trump solicited actions to guarantee that the 2020 elections were fair. That was his crime.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 2 on AM 1280. The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
How would you like to travel on a trip of a lifetime? It's the Patriot's Alaska Cruise with Dr. Sebastian Gorka alongside Mike Gallagher, happening June 29th through July 6th this summer. To book your unforgettable trip, just visit our website, am1280thepatriot.com, and click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. Your weather forecast today, high in the mid-40s, breezy wind conditions, sunshine. Tonight's overnight low, 31, with some cloud cover moving on in this evening. And tomorrow for your Sunday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the show that is, in fact, making talk radio great again. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info, 24 years old as of this month. February 5th, 2002 was the first date I rolled the blog out. And over the course of 26,000 posts, in 22 years, I continue to write pretty much every weekday. I could probably count on my fingers and toes the number of weekdays I have not put out something at shotinthedark.info, and probably give you a finger or toe in change, maybe several. I mean, literally, I can think of 1 week I took off and a few odd days here and there. So that's it. It's where I write about the news that matters to me and the music and the everything else that matters to me, by the way. The show, of course, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. I'm the headliner edition, one of the charter members, along with King Banyan, who's heard every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on her sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Also, Jack Tomczak coming up after 3 o'clock today from 3 to 5. The new guy, will he be here today? Will it be a guest host? Will it be both? Will it be a multitude of guest hosts? Will it, in fact, be a Greek chorus of political perspicacity? Doesn't matter. It's Jack. It's all good. If you're not listening to the show from 3 to 5, you don't know Jack. Bump, bump. Brad Carlson, tomorrow from 1 to 3 here on AM 12A, The Patriot. I've been waiting all week to say that. I don't know why. It doesn't take much to make me happy these days. Almost never does, and that certainly did. Focus, center. Anyway, we're talking today. I mean, the subject above the subjects in the show today is why the squawk about artificial intelligence matters. And it's sort of based around the controversy with Google Gemini, Google's attempt at an artificial intelligence engine that could give intelligent responses to, well, questions, intelligent or not. And sort of the benchmark I've used to test artificial intelligence, because I work in software design for my day job. No, you're right. I don't earn enough from working 2 hours a week on the air to pay all my bills. I got to work from Monday through Friday doing something. Part of that is I design network security software for a wonderful company that, to the best of my knowledge, has no idea I do this on the weekend because I never talk about my alter ego life at work and vice versa. At any rate, where are we at here? Oh yeah, the litmus test I've used for artificial intelligence, going back, I don't know, a couple years ago, I first encountered an engine called ChatGPT, which was an open source artificial intelligence engine, meaning it was put together basically by a bunch of people working more or less spontaneously together. And if you want to become part of their group, you can get access to their code and take your own shot at it. There's a lot of that that goes on in the software business. I basically collaborate. My blog, in fact, is put out on a tool that is an open source tool. I could borrow the code and create my own version of it if I had any talent as a coder. I don't particularly. So that's how it's done. ChatGPT, one of those. It was one of those, only created by really, really brilliant people. And artificial intelligence goes out essentially and learns from everything that's on the internet and has an algorithm that is able to synthesize something that looks and acts a little bit like intelligence. And when I say intelligence, I mean the sort of intelligence you get from anonymous leftists on Twitter. I mean, you know that there is something that is formally and biologically intelligence involved, in the case of the tweeters, but it doesn't exactly blow your hair back in terms of perspicacity or for example, ChatGPT. My big test with ChatGPT was this, and this is my test for all artificial intelligence illustrations. Draw me a picture of a Sherman tank driving through a pond full of whipped cream. Seems silly, doesn't it? Of course it's silly. It's stupid, but it's throwing a completely irrational scenario out there to see what comes back. Now, and what details it brings back when it does. And when I asked ChatGPT to produce me a picture of a Sherman tank driving through a pond of whipped cream, it gave me, and if you're not familiar with tank history, that's okay. It always comes back with a picture of not a Sherman tank, an American tank from World War II, but rather, in fact, a T-54, a Soviet Cold War era tank from the 1950s that for some reason has a cannon sticking out the wrong end of the turret. And the pond of whipped cream comes off looking more like beer foam that went amok. It's not very convincing. I mean, it's better than I could do without using clip art. And where do you find clip art of tanks driving through whipped cream? I have no idea. I'll never need to know. That's what artificial intelligence is for me. So when I was done doing all those poems earlier and comparing the poems about the various subjects to see what kind of results we'd get from Google Gemini, I said, I gave it my acid test. Show me a Sherman tank driving through a pond full of whipped cream. And what we got was something that was, in fact, a Sherman tank, an M4A3E8, for those of you who keep track of those things. I know some of you do. And it was driving, I mean, it was painted like sort of off primer blue. No camouflage, not even olive drab paint. That's fine. I don't care. It looked enough like an actual tank with the cannon pointing out the right direction even. That I thought, okay, I'll give it a pass on that. The paint is one thing. And as far as driving through a pond of whipped cream, well, it was driving on a lake. It was almost like a pontoon boat with treads. And the whipped cream was more of a bow wave being driven away from the tank as it drove across water. So it didn't it didn't connect the idea that the entire pond was supposed to be whipped cream. So, silly, yes. Trivial, yeah, except it does kind of test, to my satisfaction, artificial intelligence's ability to take completely irrational things that nobody in history has ever asked for and see what it comes up with. And it's getting warmer. Better than ChatGPT ever did. That was the one that was getting all the headlines 2 years ago. So, why does this matter? I mean, it draws the wrong tank or the right tank, and the pond of whipped cream is just water with a whipped cream-looking bow wave. Well, it's not quite. The plans are nowhere near that trivial. The plans for artificial intelligence are within not terribly long. Schools are going to be using artificial intelligence as sort of online teacher's aides. Kids ask questions. Artificial intelligence provides a semi-intelligent answer. But wait, there's more. Customer service, those god-awful chatbots you have on your bank website, well, arguably they'll get less god-awful. I said arguably. Schools? Yeah, your kids and their iPads are going to be able to connect to artificial intelligence to get answers to questions and to help them with their research. And when I say help, I put that in scare quotes, because the help they're going to get is not independent of the thought of the people who are programming the whole thing, they're programming the algorithm. It was pointed out this last week that the product manager for Google Gemini is a committed leftist virtue signaler whose Twitter feed is full. His name is, I believe, is Jack Krawczyk. And his Twitter feed is just full of, I mean, his Twitter feed is the online version of one of those in this house signs, this little 3x3 pieces of sanctimony that you find in front of houses in left-wing neighborhoods, saying, in this house we believe science is real, that humans aren't illegal, that blah, blah, blah. He's basically one of those. And Google Gemini acted like he sounded. And this is the technology that is going to be going into what gives kids in school their answers. The tools that kids in college are going to use to find their answers, that doctors are going to be using to quickly get research about medical procedures and medications, and that the next generation of historians is going to be using to find the information they need to write about, you know, history. George Orwell said, and I want to make sure I get this right, he who controls the past controls the future. He who controls the present controls the past. And if artificial intelligence and big tech as we know it today, which has been caught, tried, convicted, and sentenced for sandbagging the information presented to the American people during the 2020 election and to a lesser extent the 2016 election, and count on it, to a greater extent in this upcoming election, you think they're going to turn that capability off when it comes to informing and, quote, helping, end quote, the next generation of kids do their research? How naive do you need to be to think that? If you're listening to this station, likely you are not that naive. And yet, society is barreling straight ahead towards us. What with, by the way, the economic effects are still remaining to be seen. There are a fair number of jobs out there in customer service, in answering people's questions, that are probably going to go away or seriously shrink or at best turn into jobs supervising artificial and feeding and training artificial intelligence. There is opportunity to be had out there. There's also going to be economic dislocation caused by it. I mean, you remember when robots started taking over on assembly lines? It was great if you're a robot programmer. It's bad if you'd spent 20 years turning an impact wrench on a headlight bezel. Robots can do that faster, more accurately, and they don't get tired and they don't go on strike. Well, now you're getting into white-collar and pink-collar jobs that are being affected. And it helps to be the person writing the prompts and overseeing artificial intelligence as it programs itself. But beyond that, the intellectual and journalistic and historical impact of turning much of our learning, much of our information access, much of our dissemination of what we know about the world over to artificial intelligence, which is designed entirely by big tech, which, with the exception of Elon Musk, is entirely not just far left, but rapidly heading towards your Klaus Schwab New World Order rabid left. If this doesn't terrify you, if this doesn't make you think that Orwell was a Pollyanna, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to go on from there, because the facts that we'll wind up getting and what artificial will do with these facts in the future are just getting started here. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Don't get lost in the endless stream of misleading headlines. Turn to a leading source of conservative news. Townhall.com. Political cartoons.
Thoughtful commentary.
And an intelligent perspective on the day's headlines. Townhall.com.
A division of Salem Media Group.
I appeal to you to fight. I fully recognize not everyone has a fighting nature, but everyone can help fighters. What's wrong is not to do either. If the troops have no supplies, the troops are worthless. This station is a fighter. So there's a very simple way for you to help this station, and that is just patronize their sponsors.
Help us continue to keep the Twin Cities right by supporting the local businesses you hear on this station.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk, and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
The institutions use the markets to create income and get better returns for their investors. They are consistent year after year using tools that most people know nothing about. Learn the skills to invest and trade with the institutions at a free investing class in our local Twin City Center or virtually at 952-814-4410. Discover the tools the institutions use daily at Online Trading Academy, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com.
Colorectal cancer doesn't stop for COVID-19. Hello. I'm Dr. Cecilia Brewington. If you are age 45 or older, it's time to return to care and get tested. The government requires insurance companies to cover not only colonoscopy, but a range of tests, including virtual colonoscopy and other less invasive exams. Talk to your doctor about your options today. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there, too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Say, play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, don't forget! SalemNewsChannel.com is a news channel that knows and loves America, isn't afraid to shout it from the mountaintop. Watch your favorite hosts like Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Brandon Tatum, Sebastian Gorka on the channel that believes freedom of speech and religion are fundamental to what we do. We put truth ahead of dogma. Of course, our dogma is the truth. Anyway, so that's SNC.com. Salem News Channel. By the way, you'll notice Brad and Jack and I and King are not among those voices yet. Just saying, just as the Narn table at Narn dinner events became a thing because you, the people, demanded it, because Vox Populi is Vox Narn, we could do that with Salem News Channel, too. Just get the demand going to get Jack, Brad, King, and myself on Salem News Channel. And by jinky, we will be happy to do that. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us. If you join us, one of three things will happen. If you agree with me to some degree, you get on the air. If you disagree with me to any degree, you get on the air first. If you're Nakoma's dad, you get on the air with a walk-up song and deluxe treatment. Heck, I might even interrupt commercials to put you on the air, Nakoma's dad, whoever you are, because I am reliably informed you've said that you have schooled me on the air. You haven't. You're lying. But that you will do it again. And I say, take your best shot, because I believe in miracles. And I suspect you talking into a phone without shorting it out from dribbling all over it would, in fact, be said miracle. So we're talking about why artificial I'm sorry. This is not me being my best self. It's been a long week. I'm a little worn out. It's going to be a long weekend any way you slice it. It's just I need to recharge just a little bit. And part of recharging means getting my standards back where they belong and acknowledging people like the person I was just talking about, perhaps being a little unfair to, or perhaps not. But anyway, keeping things in perspective is an important part. And honestly, it's an important part of one's walk if you are, in fact, a believer. And I need to keep that in mind. And so for this, I ask forgiveness. But still, call in and school me. All right. So talking about artificial intelligence and why it matters brings us to an article that came out a couple weeks ago by the American Political Science Association, releasing its quadrennial, what's a good term for it, cesspool of rankings of American presidents. Now, given that it is an academic association of political science academics, you might have figured it would be a leftist screed built entirely from leftist values, and you'd in fact be largely right. I'm going to just read that excerpt from the top 50, because there are some presidents I just don't have opinions on. Let's be honest, either do you, and quite frankly, either do the academics who contributed to the study. But the opinions they have are bad enough. They put Abraham Lincoln at number one. Like you, I probably grew up in a generation that was taught to regard Abraham Lincoln as a great figure. And in a lot of respects, he was, even though some of his accomplishments were problematic, his suspension of large parts of the Constitution during the Civil War being one of them. And I honestly, as someone with a small L libertarian bent, I have questions about the whole idea of keeping the Union together and revoking the idea of exiting the Union at all. I got questions there. People like Michael Knowles and Michael Medved, for that matter, say it's imperative to maintain the Union at all costs, to which I say, what if the Union, the government controlled by from the District of Columbia, becomes a dystopian totalitarian dictatorship? Are we still bound to remain part of the Union? You have some of the chuckleheads who call themselves Lincolnians who say, that was settled in 1865, you redneck MAGA. To which I respond, no, that was settled in 1776, you closet proto-fascist. Anyway, Lincoln, I could argue about, and on both sides, frankly, and someday I will. They put Franklin Delano Roosevelt or number two. Are you kidding? He prolonged the Depression, and he gave Eastern Europe to his pal Joseph Stalin. And they put him at number two ahead of George Washington, the guy, George Washington, our first president, who could have been the king. He could have been king, and everyone involved in the Continental Congress would have applauded him doing so. He could have made us a dynastic monarchy. And he looked at that and he chose representative democracy instead. Number four, Teddy Roosevelt. I mean, there's a great triumph of image over progressive accomplishment. worse than even, well, we'll come back to that. I mean, real shocker there. Leftists love Teddy Roosevelt as the Republican they like. By the way, while Teddy Roosevelt is nominally a Republican, came in at number four, he'd qualify as a progressive today. Number five, Thomas Jefferson. Number six, Harry Truman. All right. The victory of Democrat narrative over substance, one of many in this list. Obama, number seven. We'll come back to him. Eisenhower, number eight. Okay. I mean, he's a Republican that some Democrats tolerate, clearly. Lyndon Baines Johnson, number nine, the man who went long on Vietnam, who laid the cultural groundwork for the modern progressive movement. The man whose great society destroyed the black middle class. Oh, yeah, he belongs at number nine. John F. Kennedy, he's at number 10, the victory of romantic narrative over fact. James Madison, I mean, the fact that he's not on my top five personally, but the fact that he's this far down the list shows us the American Political Science Association doesn't really care that much for federalism and separation of powers, which Madison at least partially architected, and which is one of the things that make American democracy, or at least has tended to try to make American democracy work. Number 12, Bill Clinton? I mean, actual intellectual honesty would call for making Newt Gingrich number 12 at the very least. He was actually responsible for most of Clinton's successes, at least a co-president. John Adams, number 13. Oh, okay. Number 14, a potato. Just kidding. It's Joe Biden. Ahead of Reagan, John Quincy Adams, Calvin Coolidge, and over a dozen merely mediocre presidents. By the way, number 15, Woodrow Wilson. Oh, we'll be back to him. 16, Ronald Reagan. Now, okay. He came in about 30 ahead of where I expected to put him. Because some of these academic groups disported themselves throughout the 2000s by making him the worst president in history. So we've got that. The man who did more than anything to bring about the fall of the Soviet Union, which, by the way, was the only reason Bill Clinton was able to reign in such prosperity. Ulysses S. Grant, number 17. I mean, maybe they figured that Grant had the toughest job as a president has ever had and did it pretty well. After that, a bunch of Jimmy Carter at number 22. Hey, he had a great ex-presidency. No, he didn't. He's about 20 places too high. He was a poor president, and we'll come back to him in a moment here. Then we get into a bunch of presidents who I honestly have little opinion about. I mean, your Taft, your McKinleys, your Polks, your Grover Clevelands, your Gerald Fords. We get down to Calvin Coolidge at number 34. Calvin Coolidge, that's absolutely criminal. We'll come back to that. Nixon, Hoover, Tyler Taylor, Fillmore Harding, Harrison Pierce, and the bottom three, Andrew Johnson, James Buchanan, and no points for guessing, Donald Trump at number 45. Let that be your warning. No matter what your policy accomplishments, don't offend people with your tweets. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this, I mean, this is something I would talk about anyway. But you remember earlier when I mentioned the concept of social credit? Now, an artificial intelligence engine that is processing political science material to give to high school students, for example, or college students, is going to look at an array of information, say rankings about United States presidents. And when a high school student someday says, who were the best presidents? Just for the fun of it. The big tech, relentlessly hard left ideologues who manage the products like Jack Krawczyk at Google, who managed Google Gemini, are going to built their biases into how artificial intelligence works. And there is no artificial intelligence engine built by people with a centrist or apolitical bias, much less a conservative one. It just doesn't exist. It's a fairy tale. It's like my third date with Anna Kendrick. It exists only in the fevered imagination of people who live in a world of magical thinking. And so this will be, when that piece of technology in the future churns through its algorithm to say, okay, who are we? Whose opinions are we going to credit here and count and weight more heavily? Well, let's get a look at a group like the American Political Science Association, which is highly credentialed over, say, National Review, which is, quote, opinion, which it's not, it's journalism, or, say, Mitch Berg, blogger and talk show host, or thousands of us. The algorithm will bump up the leftist opinion, goes into this list and bump down everyone else. More on this when we come back. Northern Alliance, M12A, The Patriot.
Hey, this is Matthew with The Kingdom Builders Roofing, inviting you to join us at the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show at the Minneapolis Convention Center, February 21st to the 25th at booth 2724. Say hi and grab a free pickleball. We hope to see you there.
I'm having a really hard time lately, and I'm worried no one will understand what I'm going through.
I feel so alone. I wish there was somebody I could talk to.
If you're looking for support, Mental Health Minnesota is here for you, with connections to others who have also struggled with their mental health and can provide support and resources. Services are anonymous, confidential, free of charge, and open 7 days a week. Connect today at mentalhealthmn.org or call 855-HERE-4-MN today. Sponsored by Mental Health Minnesota, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Join the Patriot Freedom Fan Club for prizes, contests, quizzes, and more. Plus, get exclusive access to pre-sale tickets to events. It's free to join. So visit AM1280ThePatriot.com today.
AM1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join me. SalemNow.com. The streaming network for those of you who are tired of streaming networks. They're available, by the way, SalemNow.com, the best streaming platform. No monthly fee, just pay as you go. Nefarious blockbuster film follows a man on death row who first undergoes a psychotic evaluation. He reveals he's actually a demon who wants to be executed and that the doctor's life is about to take a dark turn. Ooh, that sounds spooky. SalemNow.com. Go there, SalemNow.com. 651-289-4488. What have I done? I have gone through the list of presidents, by the way, and since the American Political Science Association has put together a list of the best presidents, by the way, the Political Science Association, a group of political science professors who may, I say, be the most left-leaning group of academics in America, or the world, or I guess it's America since it's the American Political Science Association. I mean, they may have getting a run for their social credit from the American Society of English Professors or psychology professors. Either way, we're talking people who are far out to the left. But the, quote, artificial intelligence, end quote, algorithms that will put together the answers that artificial intelligence gives kids in the future will give this list of rankings far more credence than they will give, say, the real rankings, which, by the way, are the following. By the way, the five worst presidents in order. Number 21, Jimmy Carter. Worst president of my life. Well, second worst president of my lifetime. Jimmy Carter. I mean, he was a bad president. He was much worse as a former president. Hey, what about his Habitat for Humanity? Well, yeah, that was all fine. But it distracts from the fact that he wrote speeches for Yasser Arafat. He actively supported Hamas. He really, by the way, he violated the Hatch Act, the Logan Act, sorry, wholesale in his dealings with foreign rulers, very much against United States foreign policy. He was a poor president, and notwithstanding his charitable work and in some ways the example of his personal life, he was a terrible former president. Number 42, James Buchanan. He couldn't have stopped the Civil War, but he certainly could have delayed it or changed the groundwork so it didn't take the turn it did. Number 42, and this is a tough one. My 43rd and 44th presidents could go either way. Right now, I have the 43rd worst president of the United States, Barack Obama. I mean, think about it. He gutted the economy. I mean, he recovered. I mean, the conventional wisdom among economists and political economists before 2008 was the sharper the recession in a fundamentally sound economy, the faster the recovery. We saw this, by the way, in 1982 when Ronald Reagan, with the aid of Paul Volcker, the head of the Federal Reserve, staged essentially a very sharp, very deep recession, in some ways the worst since the Great Depression. And it lasted, it took us to 10% unemployment very quickly. I was in college at the time, and glad I was, because, boy, it would have been terrible to be in the private sector back then. But since the economy was fundamentally very strong and the recession killed off a lot of bad economic ideas, which, by the way, is the fundamental reason you have to have recessions so the economy sweats out some of the dumb ideas and non-productive practices, it bounced back so fast. We're talking 500,000 jobs a month in a country that was two-thirds the size it is today. You do the math. That's like 750,000 jobs a month for months on end, not getting revised down. And yet the 2008 recession just dragged on and on and on because of Barack Obama's interventions. Hey, you can't say no. The intervention caused more damage than the actual recession in many respects. And let's not even talk about his, well, no, let's indeed talk about the cancer he brought to American social, American society. I mean, before he was president, or in the early years of his presidency, a strong plurality, I know a majority, 70%+ of white Americans thought race relations were pretty good, and so did over 60% of black Americans. Those numbers were respectively in the 30s and 40s, or 30s and 30s, by 2015, and it went down from there. It was entirely as a way for Barack Obama to try to cement his position as after 2000, and up to 2012, I mean, by parroting lies about the Trayvon Martin case, for example, turning this into a racial killing when, in fact, it was a tragic but legitimate self-defense shooting. Want to argue with that with me? Go right ahead, 651-289-4488, or the Michael Brown episode. Parroting the hands up, don't shoot lie. The damage he did to American society can be measured like this. Without Barack Obama's presidency, there would have been no burning of Lake Street. There would have been no burning of University and Snelling. There would have been no riots. It's likely George Floyd would still be alive as well, but that's another issue, and it's also speculation, but I'll bet a shiny new quarter. I would. Number two, the 44th worst president, in my humble opinion, Lyndon Baines Johnson. And those two, Obama and Johnson, could flip. The damage Lyndon Baines Johnson did can scarcely be calculated. He spent $13 trillion in the last almost 60 years on the war on poverty, and the poverty rate's risen. Literally, we could have gotten every American out of poverty by giving them enough cash to get to the poverty line and saved well over half to maybe two-thirds of that $13 trillion. Plus, he went long on Vietnam, which not only cost 50-odd thousand American lives in a war that should have remained a fight of the South Vietnamese, assisted by American equipment and advisors and special forces, exactly as Eisenhower did, and to a lesser extent, Kennedy did it correctly. LBJ needed a public relations win, and so he poured a half a million American troops into Vietnam and not only killed 56,000, 58,000 of them, tens of thousands of American troops in a war that he didn't pursue the way you're supposed to pursue a war, for victory. He also, the war also served as the breeding ground, dare I say, the festering ground of the American left that bedevils us today. And the worst American president, I mean, head, shoulders, and ankles worse than even those four terrible examples, Woodrow Wilson. I mean, he, for all you Democrats who bleat about Donald Trump's fascism, name a civil right that disappeared under his rule. I can do it for Woodrow Wilson. He imprisoned his enemies, he used the Sedition Act to act unilaterally and serve as the judge, jury, and jailer for thousands of Americans who bedeviled him. Via his attorney general, by the way, him and his attorney general were two of the great wannabe authoritarians of American history. He got us into a war that we should not have been in, and worse, World War I, and worse, he had a disproportionate, one might even say dispositive role in forcing down the policies that led to World War II. In his own way, Woodrow Wilson has as much blood on his hands as Adolf Hitler does, or Joseph Stalin, or any of the main belligerents of World War II. Without Woodrow Wilson's policies, without his ham-fisted influence on the Treaty of Versailles, Germany could have recovered. Germany could have kept its economy in such a state that, by the way, Germany in World War I was a constitutional monarchy, a very weak constitution, a very strong monarchy, but nonetheless, a democracy. Woodrow Wilson played a prime role in turning it into a dictatorship and a failed state up until the dictatorship came along. Oh, by the way, speaking of race, yeah, he was a eugenicist who detested African-Americans, who actively sought to foist eugenics upon the black people. He federalized Jim Crow at a time where, by the way, historians and artificial intelligence will not tell you, integration was starting to make its move, and racism was starting to wither slowly but organically. And he institutionalized Jim Crow at the federal level, setting back race relations 50 years in the United States. And, by the way, laying the groundwork for Barack Obama to set it back a further God knows how long. Worst president in American history, yeah. American Society of Political, American Political Science Association called him number 15, right ahead of Ronald Reagan. Rot in someplace miserable. American Political Science Association. By the way, those are the five worst, in fact, according to me. The five best, by the way, for those who are looking in terms of pure policy, I'm going to go with James Madison because he codified federalism as we practice it. Ulysses S. Grant, he gets a really bad rep because of some of his cabinet members' corruption later in his administration. But yet he carried out the job of reintegrating the South into the United States and getting the United States as a united country back on track in a way that arguably very few could have done, and certainly could have done a lot worse. Number three, Ronald Reagan. Best of my lifetime, far and away. Third best in American history because he led the vanquishing of one of America's greatest enemies. Really, we've had two great enemies over the centuries that were existential threats to the United States. The fascist axis of World War II. I'll give FDR points for that, although he then turned around and gave away Eastern Europe, so push him back. He also lengthened the Great Depression. Let's never forget that. And he by the way, which, by the way, has what gave us disproportionately the greatest peacetime prosperity in American history, well, greatest prosperity ever in American history, which is what everyone remembers about Bill Clinton. It was Ronald Reagan that set the groundwork for that. Make no mistake. Want to debate that? You're more than welcome. Number two, Calvin Coolidge. Who? Calvin Coolidge. He was the last president we had that generally kept the federal government within its constitutional limits. A brilliantly intellectual and intelligent man, gave some of the best speeches there is, one of the best leaders the United States has ever had in terms of putting the genie back into the box. If there was ever a person who could have jammed the federal government back into the box that Woodrow Wilson blew it out of, Calvin Coolidge may have been it. Of course, he was succeeded by a bunch of presidents, like your Hardings, your Hoovers, of course, your Franklin Delano Roosevelts, who reiterated and went back and doubled down and tripled down on all of Woodrow Wilson's mistakes. But there you have it. Calvin Coolidge, number two. George Washington, number one, because, yeah, he could have been king. He could have been king, and he would have been carried to the throne by the Continental Congress of the time for good reason. We could have had worse kings. We had had a much worse king before George Washington. And yet he chose democracy, and he chose his own peaceful succession out of office, setting the tone for 240 years of American history, and hopefully many more to come, although I don't know. We'll see how Barack Obama's third term goes here. 651-289-4488. Let's take a break right now. We'll talk about how artificial intelligence relates to all this in a moment. Go nowhere.
iBelieve.com helps women wrestle with the deeper issues of their faith. Drop by for blogs and daily devotionals for women, plus articles on relationships, health and beauty, parenting, and more. At iBelieve.com, a division of Salem Media Group. iBelieve.com.
Did you know you were kicking in your mommy's tummy before you were born?
We were?
Yep. I just learned at school that babies move and kick before they're even born.
No wonder we're so good at soccer.
That's right, kids. A preborn baby is moving about and even kicking just 14 weeks from conception. Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of information and alternatives to abortion, or you'd like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773, 1-800-366-7773, or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception. Pro-Life Across
America, the Does your office need a little TLC? Do you notice your bathrooms are a bit smelly? Are the surfaces in your break room a little sticky? And isn't that the same coffee spill on the floor and chili splatter in the microwave from weeks ago? If so, I've got the solution. Hi, I'm Tasha, owner of Forever Cleaning. We're family-owned and offer affordable, reliable office cleaning all over the Twin Cities metro area. So if your office is screaming for help, call me today. Let's get you scheduled for your free walkthrough so you can receive your free quote at 763-807-9817. If you mention this ad, you will receive 15% off your first month of service. Again, call 763-807-9817. Or you can visit my website at forevercleaning.com. That's the number 4, EVRcleaning.com. Remember, Forever Cleaning is so thorough, you'll wonder if your mom snuck in overnight and cleaned.
Bible News. Noisy, out of touch, on repeat. Tired of all the lookalikes? So are we. Salem News Channel is here to change the game. Streaming 24/7, free on your TV, with the greatest collection of conservative voices. Home to Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Like you, we say what's wrong and what's right. Unfiltered and unapologetic. Salem News Channel. We're the answer to the mainstream media. Learn more at snc.tv.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. BearingArms.com covers Second Amendment issues, self-defense, the latest gear, and more. That's BearingArms.com.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Hey, don't forget, if you're within a couple hours' drive of the western suburbs, my band Elephant in the Room is at the Excelsior Brewing Company tonight. Always one of our favorite places to play. One of your favorites, too. You may not know it yet, but it's one of your favorites. By the way, they brew their own beer there, and oh, it is so good. And by the way, if you're low carb, yeah, no, their seltzer is amazing as well. So check that out. See, Elephant in the Room, 7:30 till 10:30 tonight. 651-289-4488. Jack Tomczak coming up. By the way, the reason I tie this to artificial intelligence is because and to some of the other hot button topics of modern social engineering, like, say, social credit scores, which is a Chinese invention that big tech is assimilating into its algorithms, is that you remember at the very beginning of the show when I read Berg's 24th Law, progressives can count on being able to say any lie they want because they know the media is not going to check them on it. And that nobody's going to, big tech certainly is not going to check them on it. Well, when you take one of those lies they tell without fear of contradiction, filter it through the social credit score, for example, and then it's integrated into the artificial intelligence answers, those lies, because they're committed by someone with a high enough social credit score to big tech, get considered as truth. Who's going to call them on it? How do you attack the algorithm? For example, gun suicide. We had the argument this past week with a couple of people about trying to find, well, I mean, leftists using suicides as a evidence of gun violence when, in fact, they're very different things. And they're overwhelmingly committed by people in red states, generally older men who've been using guns forever. This is part of the left's claim that red states are actually more dangerous because the gun rate death per capita is higher. But that is entirely suicides. And it's almost vastly, overwhelmingly older men, frequently socially isolated, often depressed, very often terminally ill, but who've been using guns their whole lives without incident. And yet the lie that this is proof that red states are more violent and the evidence, that in fact, that is per capita high suicide rates in sparsely populated counties are being presented out of context. 10 years ago, finding that information was fairly easy on Google. Today, where'd it go? Can't find it. You see a lot of references to suicide being a type of gun violence. Nothing about the actual raw data that used to be readily available. Social credit influences the algorithms, I mean, even just simple search engines, to say nothing of artificial intelligence. How about what rights are, for example, that the reporter from Politico got so completely wrong? A reporter from Politico has a humongous social credit score. They are weighted very heavily in the algorithm as opposed to those of us who know what civil rights actually are and what the whole endowed to us by our creator thing actually means. It's not a call for theocracy. It's a recognition of the fact that the Constitution enshrined. And yet the political reporter will be weighted higher than what I just said. Or the Star Tribune's electoral panel, where, mark my words, they will pick a Republican who, at the best, a James Brooks type of moderate Republican, most likely an Arnie Carlson Republican who would never dream of voting for any Republicans who actually exist, or perhaps a buffoon one of your, let's just say, the political version of your Minnesota gun rights actor, the people who were essentially fringe shouters who are easily framed as the mainstream. Kind of like the people who say that the January 6th insurrection was mainstream Republican activity. The people who are saying these things, which are untrue or grossly out of context, given enough social credit score from the big tech that, with whom they are allied, this will get recognized by the algorithm as the truth. It's already happening, as we saw with the disastrous rollout of Google Gemini, or at least their visual engine. And if you think that's going away or going anywhere, I mean, yeah, the Google Gemini shut down the whole show me a white family thing. But as we saw with the poetry, the bugs are still, they're not bugs, they're features. And once the attention's gone, once they've been able to move on to other things, it'll be back. Just you watch. By the way, someone called in, didn't want to go on the air, but said that Andrew Johnson should make it on the list. Yeah, I mean, I thought real hard. Do I include James Buchanan or Andrew Johnson? It's a tough call. I mean, really, tomato, tomato. At any rate, by the way, further proof that government is the things we do together incompetently and really, really stupidly. California water managers, you've been watching the news. Over the last 10 years, California has been on the brink of burning up and blowing over the rest of the country, covering us all with ash. And now they have far more water than they know what to do. And they've been bleating about being short of water, about dying of thirst, about not being able to water their lawns for most of the past decade. Well, now they've got far more water than they know what to do with. California water managers announced that they're sharply limiting deliveries to just 15% of what most urban and agricultural water agencies requested. Why? Because while they've had the money and authorization to build reservoirs for 10 years, they haven't. Because the money's gone to what? Social justice virtue signaling. Water is to them what, I don't know, trains are to Minnesota, or maybe public order. Anyway, stick around. Jack Tomczak coming up next. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you all. God bless America.
With more women seeking services from Robbinsdale Women's Center, they have made a mission-critical decision to move to a new location in Crystal, now called Crystal Women's Clinic, a ministry of RWC. The new facility significantly increases its reach and visibility to women considering abortions. The added exam rooms and large educational space will strengthen their life-affirming mission and further their trustworthiness for women facing unplanned pregnancies. Join the cause to empower women to choose life by donating at supportlife.org.
China is attacking the U.S. patent system, stealing American innovations, and we are helping them do it.
The Chinese Communist Party intends to surpass us and to be the world leader in innovative technology.
Innovation Race, the shocking new movie from the Tea Party Patriots, exposes the truth. China will use our own technology to threaten our economic and military security.
Dominating technology means you dominate the world itself. This is a race that we cannot afford to lose because we're not going to have a country.
If China gains control over 5G technology with a flip of a switch, they could remotely turn off our phones, our cars, even our power grid.
We've lost sight of what it is to protect this nation.
We need to up our game.
In today's high-tech world, there is no prize for second place. Watch Innovation Race, available now on demand or DVD at salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
Looking for a new way to give back to your community, learn new skills, and make a real difference? Consider volunteering with your local fire department. The majority of U.S. firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers, answering the call when their community needs them. Be part of a dedicated team of volunteers who step up and protect their community from all types of hazards. You can be the difference. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Aside from helping your community and being there for those in need, being a member of the Volunteer Fire Service provides many benefits, including an opportunity to learn new skills and join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. Your community needs you. Will you answer the call? Learn more and find a local volunteer opportunity at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
Overwhelmed by your next move? Then take action and call Action Moving, your local Atlas Van Lines agent. With 27 years experience, Action Moving provides quality, reliable moves guaranteed. Get free estimates and competitive rates on local and interstate moves at 1-800-328-3803 or go to actionmoving.com. That's 1-800-328-3803 and mention you heard it on Hittner Real Estate's Chalk Talk Radio. Member of the Better Business Bureau.
AM 1280, the Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.